Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Indeed it is, and we are. Good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning, Terry, and good morning to our listeners. And I hope the weather's going to be good out there. I have no idea. I've been in front of the heater since I got up.
Well, you may not have been able to hear that 1FM weather report. So a top of 17 and a low tonight of 8. It is going to rain, but not until about 10 p.m. There you go. That's from the horse's mouth.
Okay, excellent. Yes. You've got me on solo while I'm waiting for you to pick me up. So, Terry, today I'm going to be doing one of my favourite singers. He only had a few songs that were well known, but I quite enjoy his music. He was born on April the 20th, 1938, which now makes him 84, and his name is Johnny Tillotson.
And he's still with us.
Yes, he's still with us. Parents owned a small service station in Jacksonville, Florida. No particular musical background that I could see, but there's obviously something there somewhere because pretty early in his career, in his life, certainly by high school, he developed a bit of a reputation, had become a semi-regular on local TV and actually got his own local TV show by the age of 19. That's way back in 1957. While at Florida University, a local disc jockey sent a tape of Johnny singing at a pet milk contest. This was a company, it was the first US company that did evaporated milk, and he was one of the six national finalists. So I guess you've got to start somewhere, Terry, in the business, haven't you?
Absolutely.
That's where he started. Now, this led to a Grand Ole Opry appearance, of course, a highlight for many people. The owner of Cadence Records, and Cadence Records were quite famous at the time for having hits with groups like the Cordettes, it is Mr. Sandman, Eddie Hodges, I'm Going to Knock on Your Door, Andy Williams, and many, many of the Everly Brothers songs between 1953 and 64. But the British invasion finished that company. But he got a three-year contract. Nothing much happened early in his musical career with the company. Just played it safe. He decided to do a uni degree in journalism and communication. He went to New York to further his music career, and it was his sixth single called Poetry in Motion in July 1960, which really got him going. Ended up number two, well over a million copies, and ended up having tours with Dick Clark in his bandstand type of show called Cavalcade of Stars. And if you go onto that, then you are off and running because Dick Clark was huge back in those years. In 1962, he wrote a song called It Keeps Right On Hurtin'. This was a song that was very close to him because the song was all about his terminally ill father, so a very poignant type song. It earned him a Grammy nomination, and amazingly, I read over 100 artists, including Elvis, have recorded the song. And speaking about Elvis, he became friends with Elvis in the early 60s and spoke very highly of him in the interview thing that I particularly read. He brought out some albums, of course. In one of the albums, he did a version of an old Hank Williams song called Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. That was back in 63, and followed with Judy, Judy, Judy. Once Cadence Records flopped, he started his own production company as part of MGM Records, and he had an immediate hit with a song that was well known called Talk Back, Trembling Lips. And that got him his second Grammy nomination. Heartaches by the Number was the next song that did well for him, his version of the old Guy Mitchell song. And in 1965, which I didn't know because I'd seen the series, but I didn't realise it was Johnny Tillotson, he sang the theme song for the Sally Fields TV series Gidget, which was based on those Sandra Dee James Darren films. This is before she became the Flying Nun. In 1967, You're the Reason, a Bobby Edwards hit. He had a bit of a minor hit with that. Then he decided to do a little bit of versatility by appearing in some movies. The British musical film Just for Fun. There was a Japanese movie called Namida Kin Sayonara. Now, I know what sayonara means, but what does Namida Kin mean? Terry, any idea?
No.
Well, we're in an exclusive club because I haven't got a clue either. 1976, he was in the TV film Call of the Wild. But just going back a few years, I thought I'll leave this to last. He appeared in the 1966 an officially graded Z movie called The Fat Spy, and it's on the list of the top 50 worst films ever made. And the two female leading stars in it were Phyllis Diller and Jane Mansfield. Now, there's an unusual combination. I'm wondering whether they played mother and daughter in that particular film, but it was one of those films that just got an official Z rating, so I don't know what he was doing that particular year, but he must have been experimenting. In the early 1980s, of course, his career started to wane a bit because he's in his mid-40s by then, so the club scenes and the tours, and he had a minor hit with a song called Lay Back in the Arms of Someone, which Chris Norman, as Smokey, had done back in 1977, and of course, as I said, many tours, and including a visit to Australia and New Zealand several times. In 2011, I might also mention too that over the years he's recorded many Christmas songs for the charity Children's Miracle Network with people like Freddie Cannon, who had a hit with a song called Palisade Parks, and Brian Hyland of the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini and Gypsy Woman fame. So he's quite a nice guy, which kind of leads me to remembering a friend of mine had met him many years ago when he was trying to do some production and singing over in America, and said he was a fantastic guy to deal with. So obviously a really nice person. In 2011, he received an award that he was very proud of, which was Florida's Hall of Fame Award. It's their highest award for people in the entertainment or, you know, that type of genre. And people who won that award in Florida, people like Ray Charles, Rita Coolidge, Bo Diddley, Gloria Estefan, Ernest Hemingway, the writer, Burt Reynolds and the Bellamy brothers. So he was very, very proud to be in that particular list of famous people. Not much information about his family, to be quite honest. His wife was Nancy, as far as I know, she's still alive, Nancy Beatty, spelled the same way as Warren Beatty. They married doing my maths in about 1968. He's got an older brother, Don. Sadly, he had a daughter, Kelly, who was killed in a car accident in 1991 at the young age of 22. And his son, John Michael, is a set director and production designer for TV shows and films. So there's a little bit of that sort of entertainment still going on in the family. Terry's had some terrific songs over the year, including Poetry in Motion, Judy Judy, It Keeps Right on Hurting, Talk Back, Tremble Licks. But the one I've chosen is the Hank Williams cover version of a song I particularly like called Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On.
So Johnny Tillotson did a cover of the Hank Williams song.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, so it sounded like you were saying it was the other way around. I'm like, no, I've got the Johnny version.
Oh, no. So I might have said that the wrong way, did I?
So long as we're on the same page, it sounds like we are.
Yeah, we're on the same page. We definitely want Johnny Williams. You got me mixed up there.
Johnny Williams and Hank Tillotson. No. Johnny Tillotson with Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. I wonder if she did.
Yeah, well, have a listen to the words. It's a great little song. Good news.
Thank you very much, Roman. Have a great week.
Okay, well, catch you next week.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.